Ubulela ucingo.
Kuhle kuhle nje. Ngiyaphila tshe nkosi njani nina?
Ngiyaphila nata kho.
Ewe.
Singaqala.
Ame ndi-checka tshe abangu, wena umama utshethe nabani?
Oh, no. Afare Bretu khona. Matiase ukhona.
Namhlaphe ukhona. Singaqala nje.
Okay. Masibulele. Good morning, honorable members. Hoping you've had a good weekend and sufficient time to rest. Allow me to begin the meeting by checking with the secretariat if there's any apologies.
Yes, sir. We've got an apology from MP Mbabama. She's not available due to flight arrangements. Okwesibini, chair, an apology from UTM Squatcher, the cabinet committee meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Oh, I take it the Minister and the Deputy Minister Kapa in attendance.
Another apology, sorry, morning, Chair. Another apology from DM Kapa, who is going to be not available for today and Friday. Today is having a cabinet meeting, Chair, and then on Friday is having a MINMEC meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any further apologies, honorable members, before we begin the meeting?
Greetings, honorable chair. My name is Ntako Sir Matthias.
Sir Matthias, sir.
May I take this opportunity, chair, to introduce and welcome our member, Commissioner Sharon Letlape.
You want to chair now,
No, I'm not sharing. I'm giving some. I'm giving you signal.
I saw the honorable Chapel Day. I was gonna welcome them.
Okay. I thought maybe. Oh, okay, no, no, fine. Thanks.
Thank you for bringing to our attention. Honorable members, we do have a new honorable member serving in our portfolio committee, the honorable Melis Petlape from EFF, who's joined the portfolio committee on agriculture, land reform, and rural development. Warm welcome to you, honorable Petlape.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, colleagues. Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you to yourself and the honorable members.
Chair President?
Yes, thank you. So we will have to now be able to distinguish between honorable Dr. Thabe and honorable Letlape, because this is a very close pronunciation, but been said, honorable members, allow me to welcome the department to the portfolio committee. Manyamza?
I wanted you to ask her to show her face so that we know her.
Oh.
Thank you, Chair.
Having welcomed the Honorable Letlape, the Secretariat would like you to register your face for everyone to see you, so that we may put a face to the name. Honorable Letlape, are you able to show face and greet? Good morning.
Good morning, Chair.
A warm welcome to the committee.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Thanks, Honorable members. Allow me to greet you all. Dumelang, Makhayesu, Modweni, good morning, and Khuyamore. Peace be upon you all. Perhaps, Honorable members, it is fortuitous that we meet today in the wake of the Kuwait Live saga. We once again commend the swift actions of the Sea Border SAPS, the Cape of Good Hope SPCA, and the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, and trust that the relevant authorities will take the necessary measures and make the required interventions to ensure the health and safety of all animals on aboard the said vessels are met. We have seen, honorable members, the horrific pictures circulating in social media platforms of cattle that are from Brazil destined to Kuwait on our shores here in Cape Town in the Western Cape, which are totally appalling. And I hope this will receive the necessary attention. But having said that, honorable members, it does not escape one that those who have immediately rushed to pronounce on the degree of animal cruelty and the lack of suitable conditions on Kuwait Live have failed to exercise the same level of humanity towards the Palestinian people and the conditions of inhumanity being trapped in a confined space, not for months, but for no less than 17 years, and then being bombed for now close to 140 days. This is beyond Kuwait Live, especially if one considers that this has been ongoing for the past 75 years before the current genocide in Gaza. No less than 531 Palestinian villages have been massacred and totally destroyed, some only marked by a parking lot with no sign of the fate of the plants and animals that once lived there. Honorable members, we have to take this as context as we consider the two presentations before us today. I won't go into any details, but suffice it to say that Cuba sacrificed no less than 3,500 lives in our struggle for freedom, as many would recall the Battle of Puerto Guanabale, where we triumphed over the brutal apartheid regime of South Africa. It therefore pains us that it has taken 2 years since the Cuban side ratified this agreement on plant and animal health. Perhaps the department can give some indication on the reasons for the delay, given the nature of the relationship between our two sister countries. Honorable members, The presentation makes mention of the benefits of the agreement for South Africa. Perhaps we may also want to consider some of the reciprocal benefits in the relationship with Cuba. I do believe that the Cubans are world leaders in biopharmaceuticals with no less than 600 WHO registered patents against state-owned company Labiofem. It is also the leading provider in the treatment of waterborne disease and its rollout of its malaria treatment has already saved hundreds of thousands, if not millions of lives right here on the African continent. We also, honorable members, welcome the report of our study tour to Brazil. Brazil and South Africa are members of the BRICS, a vital, important grouping of major emerging economies from the world, comprising of 41% of the world's population and having 24% of the world's GDP with 16% share of global trade. The Equality Declaration of 27 March 2013, honorable members, at the BRICS Summit, being the fifth BRICS Summit titled BRICS and Africa, Partnership for Development, Integration and Industrialization, pledges a commitment to exploring new models and approaches towards the more equitable development and inclusive global growth by emphasizing complementarities and building on our respective economic strengths. Against this backdrop and a long history of land struggle as well as agrarian reform in Brazil, as witnessed in our study tour, we met with the landless people. This study tour, honorable members, offered us an opportunity for important agrarian transformation lessons for South Africa. Perhaps the department at a future date, honorable members, could also consider the leading role Brazil has played for over four decades in the development of biofuels. This, coupled with our own experience, provides huge potential for job creation and poverty alleviation, and can go a long way towards realizing our goal of the agricultural sector as a net contributor towards the attainment of our NDP objectives. As per our agenda, honorable members, allow me to invite the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development to give us a briefing on the agreement between the Government of the Republic of South Africa and the Government of the Republic of Cuba on cooperation in matters of animal and plant health.
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, Nkosi Mandela, and to the members of the Portfolio Committee. We are happy today to make a presentation to you on the cooperation agreement between the Republic of South Africa and the Republic of Cuba. That presentation would be made by Mgwena Komape, who is the Deputy Director General responsible for economic development, trade and marketing in the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development. With your permission, Honorable Chair, I would like to request Mgwena to give that presentation. Thank you very much.
Mgwena, you may proceed.
Thank you very much, DJ. Thank you very much to the Honorable Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee, together with the members of the PC. Can I request that it be projected, Secretariat to project the presentation on my behalf, please? Thank you very much. Can you put it on slideshow, please? As indicated, as you have indicated, Chairperson, I will be making a presentation on the agreement that was signed between the government of South Africa, or represented by our minister, Mr. Dibiza, together with the government of Cuba, in matters of animal and plant health. The background, the contents of the presentation, I'll look into the background, the areas of cooperation, the progress that we have made to date, outstanding actions, and anticipated impact to the Republic. Then I will conclude the presentation. As a background, I would like to indicate that our minister, Medidiza, signed agreement of cooperation with the ambassador of Cuba to South Africa, Mayor Enrique Gonzalez, in July of 2022. The main objective of this agreement is to ensure coordination and promotion and the development of cooperation programs between the Republic together with Cuba. The agreed-upon programs will further advance the bilateral relations between ourselves on matters of animal and plant health. Can we go to the next slide, please? Five areas of cooperation have been identified in the agreement, and mostly we're looking at information on animal diseases and plant health. We're looking also at the regulation on diseases originating based on pests requiring quarantine and pests that are controlled without the necessity of quarantine from the territory of one party to the territory of the other. Essentially, on this area is the agreement, just the exchange between the two parties on the pests. And where possible, there will be a sharing of information about the measures of control and the prevention of those pests and diseases. And again, there will be a mutual assistance by both parties for training programs in research and animal and plant health problems. Can we go to what we have made in terms of progress is that the minister has signed the letters for transmission to the Speaker of National Assembly and the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, so as to table the agreement. And we have thus far received a confirmation from the Cuban side, which indicates that they have been able to ratify the agreement. Can we go to the next slide? Actually, while I'm still on the ratification, the notification that we have received from Cuba notification that they have ratified the agreement. The chairperson, in his opening, asked why did it take us so long to ratify while they have ratified on their side in the previous year already. It has to be noted, Chair, through you, that with our processes, we have to get all the original documentation. They have to go through the legals. They have to go through all the legal processes, and they have to be bound. And before they can be signed and transmitted, we have to ensure that all those legalities are sorted out. So hence the delay from our side in ensuring that this agreement is ratified more or less at the same time. We are not sure of the processes that are being followed by our counterparts. So in terms of the outstanding actions, once the agreement is ratified by the South African government, it will be all systems go. There will be an establishment of a joint working committee, and this joint working committee will come up with an action plan that will identify the possible project for implementation. And there might be possible visits on each side so that they can get an understanding of each other's agricultural sectors. Can we go to the next slide? The anticipated impact to South Africa. As I have indicated, it will be the strengthening of the relationships. And as we know, when we go to new countries, we come up with new markets, meaning that we will be able to access those the markets within Cuba, and it will afford our country an opportunity to achieve the objectives of the AAMP, which focuses on strategic value chain development and expanded contribution to the country. Can we go to the next one? And in concluding, Chair, through you, the ratification of the agreement by the country will unlock the processes that are currently not allowing the implementation of the memorandum to proceed. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair. We submit.
Thank you, Mamukwena and Dr. Ramasodi, DG of the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development. Honorable members, there's the presentation by the department. We'll now open the session for comments and questions of clarity. Dr. Tlhabe.
Thank you, Chair. And let me welcome the presentation. And as it was done, I was thinking also about what we're going to deal with issues for this afternoon, the phytosanitary or plant health bill. And this couldn't have come at a better place. So it stems why, as the country, South Africa, we have to have our systems in order. So I just want to check with the presenter who is. This is not the first time that the department has been tabling international agreements for approval by us. And it should indicate why explanatory memorandum has not been submitted to the committee for consideration at the moment. Because it is crucial to have that memorandum so that the committee makes informed decision before it approves or rejects the agreement. So where the explanatory memorandum so that we make an informed decision and it should accompany this agreement, Chair. That will be my only issue at this point.
Thank
you, Honorable Dr. Tlhabe. Honorable Tate Masipa.
Chair, I'm just struggling with my computer quickly. I just want to get my notes. Can you pass me and then call me last? Sorry, man.
No worries. the Honorable Mamutwege.
Oh, thank you, Chairperson, and greetings to colleagues and the department, and indeed a warm welcome to our new members, Honorable Lindlape. Chairperson, mine is just one for now. What are the, in fact, two things that I want clarity on? The legal opinion when it comes to this agreement. I did not hear anything about it. What is the legal opinion? Because the presenter said the reason why it took them so long to come and present it again is because there are many steps that need to be followed, legal opinion and. I'm just hoping, Chair, that we would get that so that we can have an understanding of what is legal, where do we stand in terms of this agreement, and lastly, Chair, the financial cost of this. I hear that there will be trainings and a possible exchange of a visit to each country or each facility. What could be? What are the financial implications on this? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Treasurer. Honorable Dr. Matias.
Good morning once more, Honorable Chair, and greetings to Honorable Members, the DG, the officials of the Department. Honorable Chair, well, I don't know why this matter was brought before the Portfolio Committee when so much work has not been done. And before even we can comment on the work that hasn't been done, Mekwena says the delay, amongst many other delays, has been because of lack of clarity on what procedures and processes to be followed. And as a result, that has impacted in the delay of the taking this the process of the agreement forward. So the question is, why do you bring this matter when the department is not ready? Because bringing this matter before the Portfolio Committee when no work has been done to not only make the department incompetent, but transfer the incompetency to the committee as well. That's how I see it. Because ourselves should have said, since there's no work done, even though we have to do an oversight over the department, specifically on this agreement, the most important agreement, which should have been processed very quickly, with the efficiency with which the Chubian were, when they were called to come to arrest you in the Battle of Chitukonavara, which would have reciprocated the same with the same efficiency. And this agreement should have long been signed and has been ratified by Parliament and be signed into a compelling force agreement that will guide our relationship with the Cuban Republic going forward. So that's my comment about this matter. So the incompetency of the department should not be transferred to us. And I put it on you, Chair, because you are the one who signs off what I stand for this committee, that your incompetency must not be made to be our incompetency. Exercisively and apply your mind effectively in deciding which items should come for the committee. And an item like this shouldn't have been brought before us. Thank you, Chair.
Order, Chairperson.
Honorable Treasurer.
Thank you, Chairperson. I know very well that in our committee, the calling of orders is not our culture. But at this moment, I feel the necessity to do so. Precisely because the Honorable Member Matias suggested, seek to suggest that the draft program of the committee that is presented to us, normally weeks before the initial term, it's only you that decide about it. Chairperson, the committee members sent the draft program for the committee with dates, times, and most sometimes with the venues, or to be confirmed, so that the members can agree it. It is not the matter of the chairperson. So if there is an element of incompetency here, then we should say the committee collectively overlooked that, which I don't think it is that case. It's just that maybe the member probably does not take into consideration what is sent to him as a draft program. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Indeed, Honorable Members do take into consideration that the program of the committee is not a program of the chairperson. It belongs to the entire collective, and this is why, through the secretariat, it is made available to all of us so that we can effect changes where we feel matters are not ready to be brought before the committee. But if an honorable member wants to expose their incompetency, then it's okay. We can allow them to label themselves as such, and we move on with the work before us. Allow me to therefore, honorable members, to recognize the honorable Thapa.
Thank you and good morning, honorable Chair. Despite all that can be recognized or identified as weaknesses, I think we have to appreciate the essence of the agreement, especially that is an agreement between us and Cuba. And therefore, anything that is recognized as deficiency can be improved. Otherwise, I prefer that we move forward and appreciate. On top of that, Honorable Chair, I would like to indicate that although Honorable Matias may not want to withdraw what he says, but the implication, especially when he personally says your incompetence as Chair, it brings some discomfort on me. I would like to record that I think it is not proper, not acceptable. But then I'm not implying that he must be forced to withdraw that, but to have that implication of incompetence on the chair being part of the collective, I think it is not proper. For now, I thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Thapa. Thankfully, Saindoba, we must not, Honorable Members, be deterred by name-calling, because as you point fingers elsewhere, three are pointing your way. So this is why I say if there's any incompetency to be exposed here, maybe the Honorable Member is referring to himself for the work not done in looking at the committee program. We will not get into that. Let us proceed with what is before the committee. Allow me to recognize Akbare Priye to hand it for now.
Good self, Worshipper.
Good.
Chairperson, thank you for this opportunity. And maybe let me start with what my other colleagues touched on, and I think maybe that was actually my frustration is with the department. As Honorable Tape has mentioned, the explanatory memorandum is missing, and so are the legal opinions, cabinet resolutions, and the recommendation to Parliament by this, by the department. So I would like to request them then to send that to us or to avail that to us, because I think as a committee, we cannot take an informed decision if we do not have these necessary documents, you know, in our possession. Then, Chairperson, I would like to move on, and I would like to ask, what are the implications for South Africa? What does this mean for South Africa? Honourable Tuete mentioned the financial implications, but I think there's more than just financial implications with regards to this. Is there self-executing provisions that will become law, or do we have current legislation that will provide for this? There is speak of a joint working group and an action plan, but I think we need to see when will these action plans, when will all of these be concretized? When will they take action? I said, what are the financial implications? Then as well, looking at Article 7 with regards to intellectual property rights, what current legislation can we use to protect our intellectual property rights, or we can, you know, that can assist us if we were to incur in future intellectual property rights, you know, trespasses. We see that OBP in South Africa is battling a lot with intellectual property and with no actual recourse from them. So I think that is very important that we need to speak to that. And Chairperson, I think those are just a few of my questions that I had for the department. Thank you.
Thank you, Akhbar Ibrahim. The Honourable Letlape.
Thank you very much, Chair. I would want to say that I'm covered, but I just want to emphasize the issue of a presentation that has been brought forward to the portfolio committee that is supposed to come with a weight of the portfolio committee appreciating the work and putting a stamp to say we are ready for this agreement. But if we are still going to be asking each other questions of where is the memorandum, what are the financial implications, which are very valid questions. And maybe as part of oversight of this committee, these are some of the things that we need to prioritize, because you cannot pass and agree on the signing of an agreement as a committee when you don't know the underlying issues that may hinder or that may be reason at the end to the agreement between South Africa and Cuba. So maybe I'm suggesting, Chair, that maybe the department has those answers now. Maybe they are able to provide those answers and those documents. I know Honorable Dr. Tlhape mentioned the memorandum of agreement, which is very important. We need to know what it consists of, what it entails, so that the committee itself can be comfortable with what it is agreeing to. And it can be confident to say it has played its oversight role, and it is confident on what is it that South Africa is getting itself into that agreement. So that is just that emphasis that I wanted to put on, but in most of the issues, I'm covered, Chair. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Honorable Letlape. Honorable members, I'll wish to also remind yourselves as the committee that this was referred to the committee by the Honourable Speaker for consideration, and we are to report back to the National Assembly on this. It was on the ATC for all members, and not just for the chairperson. And this is the first briefing we are receiving from the department on this agreement. So I just wanted you to be clear on how the matter was brought to the committee. Allow me, honorable members, to invite honorable Masho. Masho. The honorable Dr. Masiba.
Chairperson, thank you. Good morning, colleagues, and good morning to the department, and really thank you for the presentation. Chair, I think, you know, my colleagues kind of covered me on many of the aspects. I do feel that maybe Cuba is being treated as another province of South Africa, and I think we mustn't really do that. We got to follow the necessary processes to ensure that, you know, we don't really find ourselves on the wrong side of the law. Chair, having said that, we have got serious problems that relates to animal disease. And I don't think that in South Africa we lack the experts, you know, to provide us with the answers. But I think it's a question of how we are used in this experts. The challenge that we have been highlighting, as you know, has been the issue of really not appointing people fit for purpose to solve all our problems, cater deployment being one of the problems. And obviously, you know, that has created lots of the problems that we are sitting with right now with SOE being destroyed. We have got, you know, budget allocation year after year to the ARC, to OBP, but we are not getting anywhere. We have got veterinary strategy. We are slowly getting nowhere. The challenge for me, Chair, is that we as a committee, I think, we are contributing to failing the industry in the sense that, you know, I don't think that we have had a thorough engagement with all the stakeholders regarding these matters, especially when it comes to OBP, because it pains me that even up till today, we're still having a freeze-dryer problem, which we have had, you know, at the beginning of our term. So the question really is, what is our legacy, you know? And Webb's part, you know, to pass, bring this agreement as if it's really the solution for our problems, it's really a joke to all of us, really, Chair. What is important is also to also note that, you know, AfriForum had to go to court to get the government to stop paying Cuba 50 million rands, and which is unacceptable. So I'm just saying, Chair, looking into perspective with all this agreement that is before us, I'm just concerned that, you know, what are we going to gain? And I think that is very, very important, as we have seen with regards to the previous challenges of the COVID that we had to also, you know, support Cuba. We are not able to support ourselves at the moment. And I hope those are not part of the agreements that we need to take care of. So, Chair, that's really my input. I think my colleagues really covered me, but I think it is important to highlight that we, as the committee, we have framed the industry, especially the livestock industry, with regards to really engaging the expert in this really particular space to really come in and assist, especially the private sector. I've put a petition through, and it gathered about 12,000 signatures, where, you know, private sector is keen to really support, to help. But there's not been really an appetite from this committee in particular to really address that and ensure that, you know, we get private sector participation. That's really my part, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Dr. Masipa. I see the hand of Honorable Klappe. Before we take Honorable Klappe, is there any other honorable member that I've not recognized? May proceed, Honorable Klappe.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I don't know where we lost the plot as this committee. and I normally don't do this. I will request chair members of this committee that today we focus on the matter at hand. Clouding this agreement with issues that are not properly discussed is not going to help us to deal with the matter at hand. And I don't want to respond to other members as and when they speak, because they've got their right to speak. Chair, we've been to OVP as this committee. We had the report before us. OVP appears before us as and when it's necessary. We should be asking us, ourselves, what did we do? Did we make follow-ups after that oversight date? Have we always went back to those issues when OVP appeared before us? So let's not cloud issues with other peripheral interests, the chair. We know that Honourable Mabasikwa is right. He has always advocated bringing private sector into issues given that in vaccines and whatever, which is not possible. The department has responded. We have debated on this matter. So let's deal with the agreement with Cuba. As he says, what do we stand to benefit? And so how much Cuba got out of South Africa is another agreement. It's another peripheral matter that two countries has got, those bilaterals. And it has not been Cuba alone. So what is before us, this agreement that the speaker has brought before us as the committee? How do we make sure that we empower ourselves and empower the parliament to take a decision on this? What will be our recommendation? If there's information that we need, let's tell the department so that we deal with that, because it is expected back in the department. So I would request, Chair, that as and when we deal with other matters, if we have other issues, we have a long way always on when we get the program, the draft, to put the issues that we want to be discussed. So let's not allow this matter. Let's deal with the matter at hand so that we know where we stand with this agreement. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, honorable members. Allow me to welcome all your input, and I'm certain that the DG and Mekwena and officials of the department are capable and will respond adequately to the questions and comments raised by honorable members. But I would want honorable members to ascertain from the department, knowing very well that South Africa, and particularly the agricultural sector, has a number of existing bilateral agreements that did not require Parliament's approval. So I would want DG and the officials of the department to explain to the committee as to why does this agreement have to be ratified, so that we are all in the clear as to why the speaker referred this to the committee. Thank you. DG? Honorable Matias, please mute your microphone, and Honorable Klappe, your hand is still up.
Sorry, Chair, I will lower it.
All right. Proceed, DG.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Allow me to first request Mekwena to respond to the issues. Whatever she has not covered, I will cover. And I think that there's logical explanation to the issues that have been raised. Thank you.
Thank you very much, DG, and thank you to the honorable members through you, Chairperson, for the questions that have been raised. I will start with the question by Honorable Tape, who indicated that there was no explanatory memorandum. We'll look into that. And there was the question by May Chwete on the legal opinion. What is the legal opinion saying? The agreement as we have it in front of us has been cleared by legal, and should the the documentation be required. It will be shared with the members. And on the issue of the financial implication, actually, before I even go to the financial implication, this is a technical agreement, and I would like to take it from where the chairperson ended, indicating that we do have technical agreements with various countries, and they have never been made it to this particular committee. We've got a clause in the agreement which indicates that this should be ratified, hence we have brought it here. Now, being a technical agreement, we, in the technical agreement, once the agreement has been signed by both parties, there will be that technical group or committee that is formed. And the technical committee will come up with a program of action to say, these are the areas that we are going to be looking at. Should they want to go, as here, hence I indicated in the presentation, I said possible visits by both to each other's countries. And those possible visits, it's very clear in the agreement that every party will be responsible for its cost, meaning that if the technical committee from South Africa goes to Cuba, they'll be responsible for their costs, and the same applies to Cuba. So at this point in time, because we do not have the technical committee sitting, deciding on the program of action that these are the areas that we are going to be looking at and this is how we're going to be doing it, it's going to be difficult for us as a department to say these are the costs, that this is what is going to cost us, or these are the financial implications of the agreement. There was a from Honorable Matias, why the department is not ready. I guess maybe I was not clear when I indicated that I am aware of the processes that we follow as the Republic. I'm not aware of the processes that Cuba follows when they ratify their agreements. So that is where I guess maybe the confusion was, and I would like to apologize for that if there was confusion. The lack of clarity on what procedures would be followed, that is what I picked up from Honorable Matias, and there is no ambiguity on our side as to what processes are we supposed to be following when we ratify or to complete the process. So hence we have this discussion today. I will end it there from the questions there, from the comments from Honorable Remadai Matias. Honorable Briet also talked about the financial implications, talked about the working group. I have clarified those matters. I have also talked to the memorandum. Honorable Dr. Litlabe, I think the questions were similar, and I would like to submit to you the DG. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Maybe let me start off by reflecting on a few issues at a macro level on how memorandum of understanding would work, especially in this field where we are. I think it's tried that we noted that memorandum of understanding are actually based on what we would say international bodies, which South Africa is a signatory member of. Firstly, at the apex, when we deal with animal health and plant health issues, we have got the WTO, or the World Trade Organization. There's an agreement on sanitary and phytosanitary matters, which holds everything together at that apex level. Underneath, because we're talking about the two, where you have got to look at plant health issues, you have got to look at animal health, you have got for plant health the International Plant Protection Convention, which is a body that governs international standards for plant health.
And from the side of animal health, you have got the World Health Organization, or the animal health that deals with issues from that element, or previously known as OIE, but now known as the World Organization on Animal Health. And it's important when we look at this memorandum that it underpins whatever has been done at a particular level. But at bilateral level, we agree on certain things that we think would benefit both countries. And this is where I would like to respond to the issues that were asked coming back. Firstly, that if we have got to see how Parliament or the Sixth Parliament wanted us to deal with the issues, there was a request that said that all MOUs that we are having would need to be ratified. And I think that that ratification took into consideration that we might be having a lot of MOUs, and the chair had indicated that this is something that was being looked at, and why are we coming up? But that was the decision that was taken by Parliament. And because of the technical nature that we as a department have, and the lots of bilaterals that we are having, we then submitted a list, one of those lists, way back in November of 2022. And then Parliament came back to say the request that they would have is that all the requirements that from Dr. Honorable Dr. Tlape had indicated, from the memorandum up to the legal reports, as per Honorable Chad had indicated, would need to be part and parcel of the reporting when we have got to rectify the MOUs. Now, understandably, some of these MOUs that we have would struggle to fit that master that was put on the table to come up with all these documents. And from there, then we started working on those that we could get the documents so that we can then all as a department fall in this line. And this is why we have got this level of a delay, because it's something that we come into strips with as a department to label. So we are not lodging now. It has been lodged during that time when we were outlining what kind of memoranda of understanding do we have as a department with trading partners that we have. Now, the Article 12, Honorable Matthias, in terms of what we have provided, clearly shows when does it come into force and how do we deal with these issues. Now, our engagement with Cuba would be on various matters relating to animal health, plant health, and research and development. There was a question that was asked, now that we have got problems everywhere, what is the issue around IP and how do we want to safeguard IP as a country? For any transfer of intellectual property, for instance, if we have got a strain of a disease that we want to share with a particular country, I'm using that as an example, what needs to happen is that there needs to be what we call a material transfer agreement between the two parties. So you cannot just have it just going without that material transfer if it's done under a particular memorandum of understanding. So that is how you safeguard the way that the two countries deal with each other. There was all the issue that was asked by Honorable Letlape on legal reports. We have got all of those that were submitted. There was full compliance in terms of this, and we will share this with Parliament so that it can be reflected. There is an element, I think, that Honorable Masipa raises, although I take guidance that it might not be here. But it's also very important, in line with the memoranda that we might sign with other countries, that a memoranda does not bind any country to do certain things. It says, at a bilateral level, you can have engagements, and if you agree at the bilateral level on what kind of work needs to be done, then you can agree on certain aspects. For instance, your question around the OBP and how OBP in the long run would have problems. If it so happens that within a component that you have got a very good working company in Cuba that can assist OBP. That's where the MOU comes in, and you can be able to then deal with those issues based on the MOU, and you can at a level of engagement deal with the issues that you want to address. And all of these issues would be dealt with from a perspective of a joint working action plan. That action plan would then subdivide the work that needs to be done into different components. For instance, if you have got to deal with blind health issues and the issue there is around e-certification, then you have got to have what we call a joint working group. That working group would then engage on the issues and report at the apex body that would be responsible for that memorandum of agreement to just chalk the progress that is being made at a particular level. And that is also applicable on the animal health issues. So for each and every strata that you have on a memorandum of agreement, you'll have a joint working group, and that joint working group comprising of individuals from the contracting parties, in this case South Africa and Cuba, would sit and deal with the issues sequentially as they appear and are dealt with. Honorable Mandela, you are correct. From where we are sitting, except for that guidance that we got from Parliament, we have got quite a lot of bilateral agreements. These bilateral agreements are being dealt with from a perspective of the technical side. We have got joint working groups. We normally report on those. And a typical example that we would have is our joint working group with China on a plethora of issues, and we are reporting on those matters. But I think that in terms of compliance, we have got to comply with what was requested, and we intend to set up other memorandum of agreement and understanding that we have with other parties to Parliament as requested, as soon as we can deal with the requirements as Parliament has put on the table. I would think that that would cover the issues that were asked by the August Portfolio Committee from our side. And from our side, we will then submit the necessary documents. I think that it was an oversight from our side, so that those documents are ready. We will then lodge them with the Portfolio Committee. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and Honorable Member.
Thank you, DJ and Mekwena, for the responses. Honorable members, are there any follow-up questions on the responses by the DJ and Mekwena?
Yes,
sir. Yes, Ma Mutwete, please proceed.
Thank you, Chair. Can we be finished with the legal opinion, Chair? I understand the issue. I accept the explanation on the issue of financial implications, that it's technical. The finances will be determined as and when they are proceeding with everything else. But the legal opinion, Chair, is there. Can we be finished with that?
Thank you.
I accept and I understand.
Thank you, Honorable Trader. Noted, as I did say, this is the first engagement on this, Honorable Members. We will then request the Secretariat to ensure that we are able to engage Parliament's legal services in order for us to be able to attain a legal opinion. Thank you. Honorable Demasip, I see your hand up.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I just wanted to maybe, you know, emphasize what you just said, that it is important that we also just give them the list of what we need for our, you know, to make a proper deliberations. I think that would be great, Chair. I think that's the point I wanted to make. But I think if clearly in future, this is a standard procedure that they should know. They shouldn't really be coming here and telling us, you know, we will finish. finish the document when and as you need, because any international bilateral agreement that are brought before the committee, they have to have, you know, all of the necessary documents that are required. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Ntate Masipa. Honorable Minister, with that said, allow me to thank the DG, Mekwena, and the officials of the department for the briefing we've had this morning on the agreement between the Republic of South Africa as well as the Republic of Cuba on cooperation in matters of animal and plant health. We will continue to explore other issues that have emanated from this briefing, such as seeing the legal services and the input they may be able to make on this. But for today, we would like to thank the department for having come before the portfolio committee. Honorable members, let us move to our second item on our agenda, that being the consideration and adoption of our report of the study tour we had in Brazil. Allow me to request the Secretariat to flight the report. Thank you, Honorable Members. Here's the report of the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Rural and Reform and Rural Development on a study tour to Brazil. This report, Honorable Members, was circulated to Honorable Members, and I take it you have read through, but we will go through page by page. If there are areas that you have been able to pick up, you would want us to adjust, please indicate as we go page by page. Thank you. Let us proceed. Page one. Page two. Page three. Thank you. page 4. Honorable Dr. Masipa.
Can they hold on page 4? Can you just go down, scroll down a little bit? On page 4? I mean up, sorry, I say down, up. Yeah, you note that on the... I just want to see the heading, the purpose. The the 23rd of June, you did not include the purpose of that particular one. Engagement on the 23rd with CONAF.
Why is this question mark?
I want to go to the program, Chair.
Oh.
Thank you.
Because I would have thought purpose is to learn about family agriculture and the impact that it has had on food production in Brazil. As you heard that 7% of agricultural products produce in Brazil comes from family agriculture.
Okay, sure.
Is that what you remember, Honorable Masipa?
Yeah, I think you are correct, Chair, that it was more to understand the family agriculture. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. We move on, Honorable Members. Page 5. Still on page 5, you can scroll down. Page 6, Honorable Members.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes, Dr. Masipa.
Just go up a bit on that, bottom notes, joint oversight report, PCALRRD, I'm not sure if that is correct, P PCL, maybe just the date there. But that's a reference that was done, I think.
Yes, we'll ask the secretariat to look into that.
The date of adoption, sir.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Okay. Thank you. To proceed on page 6. Page 7, honorable members.
Yeah, just a quick one. The first line there doesn't read well for me. According to Brazil country profile presented to the committee, the state plays a in support, supporting it.
It plays a supporting...
Oh, an important role in support, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Still on page 7, honorable members, scrolling down. Page 9, honorable members.
Chair, can we just go back a little bit?
Yeah.
Sorry. If you go up, yeah, that very first paragraph. I think the summary there is too compacted. So the statement, the first one says the ambassador confirmed the good relationship of South Africa and Brazil. South Africans could benefit from Brazil for the purpose of food security, which I agree. He has stated that exchange programs could be established to share experiences on agricultural sector. Then you say Section 25 of the Constitution, the expropriation of land was well received by the people of South Africa. I don't know what you,
by the people of Brazil.
Yeah, but I'm not saying where the Section 25 comes in. I think that's where I think there needs to be some editing and correction.
If you may recall, Honorable Masipa, when we were engaging, it came out that Brazil has embarked on its own system of expropriation of land, which they were making that land available for family farming and also trying to address the land concerns for the landless people. So I think that talks exactly to what came out of that meeting. But perhaps the Secretariat and Content Advisors can look into that in terms of tying it to Section 25 of the Constitution. But the Brazilians had embarked on their own program of expropriation of land and ensuring that they grew into the other territories amongst the Amazon. If you remember that presentation that spoke to the northeastern side to the southeastern part of Brazil and how land was opened up for people to grow into that agricultural space. We can leave it for the secretaries and content advisors to look into that and ensure that it is captured correctly. We move on, honorable members. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11, honorable members. page 12. Page 13.
Chair.
Yes, Honorable Kapa.
On page 12, Chair, I thought maybe I missed that part. I think in that process there was an indication which I thought it was important of a possibility of a exchange and training on that field that we were talking about in that institution of dairy. Maybe I missed it somewhere, that part.
Yes, a cultural exchange program for young people.
Okay, thank you, Chair. That's a typographical error, Honorable Chair, where it is said Day College. I think it is the college.
Thank you, Honorable Harper. That's the Day College, Honorable Papa is asking to be corrected, Day College. Move on to page 14, Honorable Members.
Chair?
Yes, Honorable Tate Masipa.
Oh, I think we have covered the investment in research and development, especially in state entities, and encourage collaboration with entities such as MBRAPA. I think it's recognize is quite broad, but I was extremely encouraged to see the involvement of the researchers, you know, post even retirement, you know. And I think it's a question for me of how do we really, South Africa, use retired researchers to help us. I don't know how to really capture it, but I think embracing the researchers, that the retired researchers, is something that I think I would want to take as really something that is crucial. I don't know, Chair, if I make sense, but you'll understand what I'm trying to say, you know, the role of researchers, how really they value the researchers, you know, be it, you know, retired researchers or the researchers that are on the job. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Dr. Masipa. Yes, it was very impressive, the way and the manner Rafa has been able to utilize the retired researchers to be active participants, in particularly on family farming. So maybe there are lessons to be learned there and how we can be able to develop but also utilize those researchers, because to be able to develop over 2,000 researchers with PhDs, it's quite an impressive record. And I think in that regard, we have a lot to learn from the Brazilian counterparts in BRICS. Honorable members, that is our report of the study tour we had in Brazil. We will now consider the report for adoption. Any move, honorable members? Any mover for the adoption of the reports on the study tour to Brazil?
Treasurer here, sir.
Honorable Treasurer.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move for the adoption of the report of the study tour to Brazil with those few amendments that need to just message it. It has signature.
Thank you, Honorable Treasurer. Any second, honorable members?
Can you see my hand, Chair?
Yes, I now see it, honorable Papa. May I proceed?
Thank you, Chair. I second the move by honorable Trete that we have adopted this report.
Thank you, Honorable Papa, for seconding the adoption of our report on the study tour we had in Brazil. Honorable members, that concludes the second item on our agenda. We have our last item being the consideration and adoption of committee minutes from the 5th of December, the 6th and 7th of February. Allow me to request the secretariat to flag the minutes. In the interim, the officials of the department requested to be excused, honorable members. I see message from Ntate Serage. You may be excused as we now dealing with our minutes and internal matters of the committee. Thank you for your attendance. Honorable members, there are the minutes of the 5th of December. Page 2.
Chairperson?
Yes.
I just want to make a correction there next to present committee members. You still have the name of Honorable Muntwedi.
Oh, Honorable Muntwedi. Wasn't Honorable Muntwedi in attendance on the 5th of December?
Oh, it's 5th December. Sorry about that.
Yes, with the minutes of the 5th of December, Honorable Letlape.
My apologies, Chair. Apologies.
No worries. Thank you. Page 3, Honorable Members. Ask the Secretariat to move along to page 3. Anyamza Mamkakaza, Iban Nati, page 3. Page 5. Thank you, Honorable Members. Can we have a mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 5th of December? Go ahead, Honorable Treasurer.
I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 5th of December.
Thank you, Honorable Treasurer. Moves for the adoption. Any seconder, Honorable Member?
Second the adoption of the minutes of the 5th December, Chair. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Klappe, for seconding the adoption of the minutes. Honorable Members, any matters arising on the minutes of the 5th of December 2023? Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. We on page 3, matters are Nyamza, Mam Kakaza, we don't see the minutes. We are on page 3 on matters arising. Nyamza, Mam Kakaza.
Chairperson, make
Akaza
is sharing unless
she's got a problem. Amukakaza? Amukakaza, are you on the platform? We are on page 3 on matters arising. Page 4. Matters arising, honorable members.
Sorry, I was kicked out, Chair.
Thank you. With no matters arising, honorable members, the minutes of the 5th of December 2023 have been duly adopted. Can we move to our next set of minutes of the 6th of February 2024? Page 1.
Who was the second for the minutes?
The second was the Honorable Dr. Kabe.
Okay, thanks.
Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page page 7. Thank you, honorable members. At the minutes of the 6th of February 2024. And we have the mover for the adoption of the minutes. Any mover for the adoption of the minutes, honorable members?
Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Kapa.
Thank you, Chair. With the understanding that it has been noted that the department was instructed to bring or forward written responses, I stand to propose that we adopt the minutes as the true and reflection of the processes. I thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Kapa. Moves for the adoption of the minutes. Any second, Honorable Member? You may lower your hand, Honorable Kapa. Any second, Honorable Chair, go ahead.
I second the adoption of the minutes, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Second the adoption of the minutes of the 6th of February 2024. Any matters arising, honorable members? Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. with no matters arising, the minutes of the 6th of February 2024 have been duly adopted. Let's move on to our last set of minutes on the 7th of February 2024. As the minutes, honourable members, page 1. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. page 9. Thank you, honorable members. Can we have a mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 7th of February 2024?
Chairperson, I will move for the adoption.
Thank you, Aspat Prebriaj. Moves for the adoption of the minutes. Can we have a second, honorable members? Honorable Papa.
Thank you, Chair. I second the move by Honorable Prayer to adopt the minutes.
Thank you, Honorable Kappa. Second the adoption of the minutes. Honorable members, can we move to matters arising? Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. you, honorable members. With no matters arising, the minutes of the 7th of February 2024 have been duly adopted. And that brings us, honorable members, to the end of the items that were on our agenda for today's meeting. But before I conclude and close the meeting, honorable members, perhaps allow me to request that the department to submit to the Portfolio Committee the mandatory explanatory memorandum with the following information. One is to briefly set out the history and objectives and implications of the agreement presented before the committee today, to indicate recommendations of cabinet, and also to include the two legal opinions of state law advisors of the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development and of the state law advisor of the Department of International Relations and Cooperation. And to also state whether the agreement has self-executing provisions that will become law in the Republic upon the approval of the agreement in Parliament, and also give the account of the projected financials and other costs of the agreement for the state, as Parliament is responsible for passing the budget of the department. And last but not least, and all to submit all other information needed by Parliament to make an informed decision regarding the presentation that was brought before the committee. On a second issue, honorable members, is that of Ingonyama Trust. As you might have seen since the Ingonyama Trust came before the committee, His Majesty King Mrs. Zulu has fired and removed the chairperson, Nkosi Mzimela, and put himself as the chairperson of Ingonyama Trust and Ingonyama Trust Board. We may need to exercise our thoughts in regards to that and see if we can be able to engage with His Majesty on the matter. I will leave it with the honorable members to exercise your thinking, and you may engage with me in the course of the week as to what your thoughts are in this regard. Honorable members, that was all that we had on our program for the day. I want to thank you all for your engagement and for participating in this meeting, and wish you well on the other programs of the day, as we have a plenary starting at 2 o'clock in the Good Hope Chamber, and we will be looking at two bills that we'll be debating in the House today as a committee. I want to wish all the speakers well, and also take the opportunity to wish you a great week ahead. Honorable members, we thank the officials of the department who came before the committee as led by the DG, Dr. Ramasodi, and all our officials of the department. Want to thank our staff, without whom these meetings would not be possible, for having been with us, the secretariat, content advisors, the researchers and logistics, and the IT who enable these sessions to go smoothly without interruptions. That brings us to the end of our meeting, honorable members. The meeting stands adjourned. And have a lovely day and a great week ahead. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, everyone, the Chairperson.
Bye, colleagues. See you in the house.
Thank you, Chair.
Bye.
Thank you, Chair. Goodbye.